On this, the 10th day of February in the year 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studios in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America, and God's good, great planet Earth. I've been saying that since I've had this website in the year 2002. You've heard me bring you many announcements on this website. And I'm going to continue with that particular theme as I present to you, well now, for real? You mean to tell me that it was all a lie from the pit? It seems to be so. I'm reading from an article, ChristianPulse.com. Televangelist Frederick Casey Price fighting for life after COVID-19 ravages heart, lungs, and kidneys. That's happening in real time. Now, why is this a very important article here to share with you? Because it contradicts everything that Frederick Casey Price taught behind the pulpit of his church. It totally contradicts it. The picture on this website says, Casey Price speaks during an evening session at the Vision 2007 conference held at Christian Faith Center in Seattle, Washington on March 9, 2007. Ah, yes. Now here it is, February 2021. And I want to read this article. I'm going to ask the Duke to kind of pause. I love listening to Duke Ellington, and that's a nice number. It's fun. Way back in the day. Let me read the article to you. I think it interesting to share it. It says, a global call for prayers is now circulating for the 89-year-old founder of the 28,000-member Los Angeles-based Crenshaw Christian Center, Frederick Casey Price, after a week-long bout with COVID-19, left him with a ravaged heart, lungs, and kidneys. Listen to this. I'm giving a quote. Today, I'm calling on all members and friends of Crenshaw Christian Center, New York, and on everyone everywhere else has been touched by the teachings of Apostle Frederick Casey Price. Number one, there are no apostles today. That's a lie. I was here when they crowned him apostle. Kenneth Ulmer was there. The other preachers that had betrayed the Bible and everything were there. I was alive, and I'm still alive. I may have COVID, and if it ravages me, I won't ask for no global prayers. I believe that the term will be good riddance. No longer do we have to listen to John Coleman. To those of you gentlemen that followed me in ministry years ago, I told you that God was using me for something. He was using me because he has never lied. He has never lied, but these so-called shepherds that call themselves his have lied and gotten rich and become rich off of the backs and the fronts of black people, a new form of slavery used by a new colonizer, religion. Now he's ravaging, his body is ravaged with this. He's the one in his faith that said because of his faith in Christ that the devil will not come near his house. Well, I don't understand. Wait a minute, let me continue to read the article and to give you my comments. Oh, and I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not praying for anybody. If I get COVID, I'm dying. The way that thing has been running through and killing people, why wouldn't it kill the apostle? Why wouldn't the apostle and his family and his friends and everyone be grateful that the Lord, the King Host of Heaven, is looking for Frederick Casey's spirit to join the other spirits as they relish in eternity praising Jesus? What are you praying for him for? Wait a minute. They want us to join a worldwide prayer for the apostle as he faces the health challenges posed by COVID-19. Specifically, we need to pray for the complete restoration of the apostle's lungs, heart, and kidneys, and any other part of his body that are now under attack as he remains in the hospital, quote unquote, Minister Baltimore Scott, the staff administrator for the center's New York operations, announced in a statement on Facebook on Sunday. Can you believe that? Why don't you ask that prayer be prayed about the other people that wasn't a part of Crenshaw Christian Center? And you know they taught that you owed God 10%, and that's how the man became a millionaire. I recall while I was doing radio, I went to his beach home, and I told the cameraman to turn the camera, and I said, isn't this something? Fred Price says that he lives like his people live, but as the cameraman turned, it was a Pacific Ocean, living in a millionaire's mansion, made a millionaire off the backs of poor, ignorant black people, following such erroneous teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, and those devil-led, devil-minded demons that spread that mess and basically ripped off black people, especially in my city, of their money and everything else. I'm not mad at Frederick. I'm just living here. I may have COVID. No, I've never been tested for it and don't need to be tested for it. I have people coming by me all the time. I go out. Oh, I believe in wearing a mask when I go out, but I tell you one thing, when it's time for me to die, I'm damn sure going to die and don't need anybody praying for me to live. Now, let's come back to the brass tacks. What was John Coleman's ministry all about all those years when he was on radio and doing Ram Radio Live? To warn you people, to warn you to hold on to the money that's yours, to believe in God on your own. And to try to get people all over the world to pray for Frederick Casey Price. That man's not suffering, trust me. He's become rich like these other so-called phony butt bishops who have made their living taking advantage of people. And you know, I'm not surprised that the pastors I see dropping behind this. The pastors that I see dropping. And what's really the man that called and gave me the information asked me why was I laughing. And then he came back and he said, oh, I remember, John, we were there. Yes, we were there. My entire radio ministry was put on the radio to warn you people that this day is coming. I am seeing him die. Now, I may die before him, or somebody may come out and say he was miraculously healed. He healed himself. If this is true, then you should close down the hospitals and start going to the word faith doctrine people. They're liars. And I don't know whether I filmed this before he... I don't know. I don't care. I'm not praying for anybody that has that disease. They should know God on their own where they are right now, just like I should. I'm not afraid to die. Why would anybody be afraid to die? You come to this website, right? How many sermons are on here? How many dictates are admonishing you how you should live? Not spewed by a white man or a black man or phoniness. Read the word of God for yourself. Let the spirit of God relish up in your hearts. And when that takes place, you will know that God is pleased when one of his preachers are dying. How blessed is the death of the preacher that dies for the sake of the Lord God Almighty. The article goes on and says, this morning in prayer, I called on Father God to remember his faithful son and servant, Frederick Casey Price, and the beacon of light and truth in teaching the word that the apostle has been to the body of Christ and for the world. That is a lie. That is a lie. I've been saying it for years, and I'll say it now. I'm not afraid of God, him, no devil, or anybody. That is a lie. The article goes on, and it says, I said that our church family and body of Christ and the world need Apostle Price more than ever to remain with us as the beacon of the Father's word, an example of integrity and truth that the world needs so badly now, Scott added. I don't know who this Scott guy is, but he's got to be out of his ever-loving mind. I'm just quoting the article. Officials at Crenshaw Christian Center East did not immediately respond after contacted for further information on Price's condition on Wednesday, but his son, Pastor Fred Price Jr., who is now the senior leader of the church, revealed more than a month ago when his father turned 89 that both of his parents had contracted the new contravirus. Now, that is a contradiction to Fred and Mrs. Price's doctrinal beliefs, because they were bragging that nothing like this would ever come near their temple and mess with them. Then it says, happy 89th birthday, Dad. I love you and honor you for the measuring stick of a man that you've been for my entire life. I guess this is his son speaking. As many you know, my parents both tested positive for COVID-19. Once the frustration and annoyance passed, I reminded myself of their faith and the many challenges that they've overcome. Contravirus is just another notch on their belts. Now, I'm wrong if I post this on my website and they don't die and they come forward and say we were healed of all of that. I don't believe that. I would say they never had it, because when you get this, people don't come back. If they come back, why would God favor Fred and his wife more than he would favor a worker working in a restaurant, somebody trying to wash a dog for a living? Why would he? That would make God a bigot. Then it says, thanks for your prayers. It said, much love and appreciate all of you, Price Jr. And that was written on January the 4th. And they have a picture of Fred Price Jr. standing up looking like that. Just over 2 weeks ago, he had celebrated his son's birthday on the 22nd of January, explained this situation had grown taxing. Is that right? Taxing. What about the other families of the people that died? I don't hear no newspaper people writing about that. What about that? What about the unknowns? I am so sick and tired of so-called Christian leaders getting posted on a banner as being something great. Die. Die and do the world good so people can read God's word on their own. Do some true biblical exegesis and discover what God says. As man is born of a woman and is of a few days, the Bible says, and full of trouble. That's what the Bible teaches. But Fred would say, no, no, no. You can speak trouble away from your body. You can speak it away from your life. Now, I said upon my 75th birthday that I'd love to live until I'm 100 years old. I'm now 77. It doesn't feel like I'm going to live these other 23 years that I'm alive here. I feel like I must be dying of something, because I don't feel right inside. And when I go and get my COVID shot or test or whatnot, they may say, well, you have COVID too, and it's eating away at this and that. All right, let it eat. Let it eat and let it eat me. Why can I say that? Because I have God in my life, that I'm on the planet and I'm no better than anybody else that have died of this horrific, horrific plague that has hit this earth. And I'm going to tell you, no apostle No religion, nobody is free to live through this except the person that has the money for the virus that's already out to take care of the rich people that want to be the one percenters left here after us 99 percenters shovel off this mortal coil, if you get my drift. And again, I'm not going to, you know, give any apologizing to you about what I'm saying about this. And his son goes on and talks about he hasn't been on social book lately and all that. Well, that's simply because he was caught with another woman. We all know about that. When his daddy sat him down. See, I'm so sick of this, but yet and still, you got people from all over the cotton picking. We want everybody in the world to pray for Fred Price. Well, y'all go ahead. I pray that he's at peace, just like anybody that gets this disease. I pray that they would be in peace if they get that disease, because I hear that it is horrific, and it can cause much, much sorrow and pain. I'm in sympathy for anyone that has a family member, and even the Prices, because these are serious times. But I'm talking about what those people taught in that church. Now, another acquaintance that I had died a few weeks ago, Howard Swansea. He was the head of an apostolic faith church here in Gardena, California, just right next to Los Angeles. Howard Swansea believed in the same kind of doctrinal things that Fred Price believed in. I would speak to Howard and tell him, Howard, you're going to die when God tells you it's time for you to die. And there's nothing you can do about it but die. The same thing with me. And the same thing with you people listening to me. Now, what was our religion given unto us for? What is anyone's faith or religion given to them for? Let's talk about that right now. I think this is the time to do it. Your religion or your faith is given to you as a bulwark to hold you up, and so that you would not lose your confidence in the God that has always cared for you. Now, I've caught Mr. Price in so many lies, and the further down on my website, you got to scroll down near to the bottom of this one-page website, and you can hear me answering that. As a matter of fact, I may move some of them up to the top of this, and so that you can listen to this as you analyze what I'm saying. If this is true about this article, about this disease ravishing all of those organs, because a year, two or three weeks ago, the guy that was chairman of the trustee board in the church that I pastored died of it. COVID took him out. And he told me about the scandalous things he did while he was sitting under my pastorate, because it was at that time when God had me on the radio talking about these lying word faithers. Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin. I remember when Kenneth Hagin died. See, the one that's really trying to stay out of the limelight now is Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar and T.D. Jakes and all the rest of them. They're staying home, trying to stay home as much as they can. But I see people dying all around me, all over, especially in Los Angeles. They're beginning to open these restaurants back up. People are getting ready to go on out there having a jolly good time doing all that stuff. I'm telling you, this disease will kill you. It will kill me. Now, here's the difference between me and the guy that wrote this article. I don't care about dying. I think that dying is just as much as a part of living as living is a part of dying. Men are going to die. I don't care. You may be 35, 105, 15. You're going to die. You're going to die of something, some disease, some illness, some bullet wound, a bus going to hit you. You're going to fall off of a mountain, but you're going to die, buddy. You're going to die, and all those that you know are going to die. Now, if death frightens you, if you are fearful of dying, that is a sheer indication that you should try to get in touch with the one that created you, your creator. Now, listen, if you are atheist and agnostic and do not believe in a personal God, then you are free and on your own to handle death any way you want to, but you're going to die. I'm going to tell you that. And you cannot conjure up some kind of religious jargon, especially in Christianity. And I'm talking about the kind of Christianity that saw the first century Christians murdered, slaughtered in their houses. Christians are being slaughtered in China and in certain parts of Afghanistan and certain Arab nations. Christians are being slaughtered. African Christians are being slaughtered. Why didn't God help them to stay alive? So why should the Christian church, why should that man write and say that the Christian church need this apostle? For what? For more lies? The man became, listen, people, I know you're not going to listen to me. When he first started Crenshaw Christian Center, I was here in Los Angeles. I recall it. I recall when he was in that little church down on, where was that? In Adams or Washington Boulevard? Almost when you get to La Cienega. I recall that building. I recall his growth. I recall, do you, I'm the one that went to Jack Hayford's church and withstood him to his face and asked him, why are you lying to these people doing that? And he had Jack Hayford, who is now dead, went on to try to back him up and everything because they were trying to start a whole city focus on getting all the suckers in the world to give their money to that organization. That place is not a Christian center in any... Listen, man, you've been duped, royally duped, and I'm still here to say it, and I'm not afraid to say it. The Christian church has been duped for two centuries, especially in this country. You've been duped because most of the leaders of the evangelical Christian community are nothing but money whores, meaning that everything they put together is for the promulgation of getting gain for themselves and their family and the cohorts of people that follow them. I went to the graduate schools and was rewarded a master's degree in theology. I know what they teach, and I never taught all of it because in my heart I never believed it. I can tell you some stories, what you would have to answer just to get a master's from certain graduate schools. Let me tell you something. I got my education, but I used it in the right way, in the way that God had chosen me to use it, to uncover the liars. I'm sorry for anybody that loses anybody to COVID. It's a horrible thing. I've already told my daughters that if I get it, don't be coming by the house here to see me, to hug me. Don't try to see me in the hospital. Don't worry. Don't even worry about burying me. Let the city burn up this body. I care not. I've lived long enough. And I've lived long enough to see one of my arch enemies over broadcast media finally come to the point where he has an opportunity to prove that God would save him from this horrific death. And I wonder if he's still listening to me. Because a lot of them, you know what? They're still asking out there, is John Coleman still alive? John, still alive, brother. Still alive. Well, what's he doing? Have you gone to his website lately? He's keeping you informed. Do you believe it yet? Do you believe that God is sovereign? That God will allow who he wants to live and who he wants to die, when he wants them to live, when he wants them to die? It matters not how much money you have. It matters not how much you leave your children. I'm leaving my children nothing. But one thing John Coleman is leaving for the world. You need to fall on your face before God Almighty that created the heavens and the earth and ask him to forgive you for neglecting him for the good things that the Spirit of God has done in your life as you obeyed him to the maximum amount of your human existence. And then in doing that, you have conferred for your spirit a place in the life wherever, hereafter, whoever, whenever, whatever he says when he's ready to come and take you to transition to that place. And if you ever find yourself following a group of people that would pray to keep you here in this misery, in this suffering, in this mad colonialization of a religion that enslaved you and gave you pastors to keep you enslaved in such a way, you better check that before you call that the God that I'm worshiping, because that's the one that I worship. I wish you all well. Let's try to follow the rules as we can stay safe from this terrible plague. And please don't write nor contact me and tell me how foul you think I am. You can believe that lying apostle all you want. I never did, nor will I ever will. Now, you know why John Coleman won't do that? He is an independent thinker with good reason. I knew some good preachers, some good men, very good men. And good preachers are the ones that when they hear a real man of God tell the people the truth, they affirm that man of God and not try to jam him. So those of you that's been jamming me over the years, your death date is coming too. And if God honors my wish to let me live till I'm 100, and I got this studio here going, I will be broadcasting if the Lord gives me his permission. All right, Duke, you need to talk to me. I mean, like, right now. Bye-bye.